Aave's DeFi United pledges. Top 303M covering full Kelp DAO loss. Aave's social bailout for the Kelp DAO exploit has crossed the line it needed to. CoinGecko reports that the DeFi United Relief Fund has gathered roughly $303 million in commitments, edging past the $292 million drained from RCETH holders earlier this month. As of April 28, 2026, the pool of pledges is now larger than the loss it is trying to plug, a first since the recovery effort began. That math matters more than the round number suggests. Until this week, every update on the fund framed it as chasing a moving target. Pledges had to clear two thresholds: the legal minimum that Avalabs and Arbitrum governance set to unlock frozen collateral, and the practical minimum to actually make depositors whole. A fund that is technically over-collateralized changes the conversation from will victims get repaid to how fast does the payout flow. How the pledge pool got past the hole DeFi United is structured as a coordinated commitment from Aave-aligned entities, large stablecoin holders, and protocols that route liquidity through RSETH markets. The earlier reporting on the Aave RSETH Recovery Fund reaching its backing threshold covered the moment the pool first became viable. Since then, additional contributors layered in commitments through the past week. The pledges are not yet on-chain. Most are signed in tents from treasury committees, not transferred funds. Translation: $303 million is a promise, not a payout. The next step is governance ratification, and then a structured release schedule that lines up with the Kelp DAO debt instrument issued after the exploit. Why Aave Labs wanted the Arbitrum freeze lifted part of the recovery puzzle still sits inside Arbitrum. Aave Labs filed a request for the chain to release $73.5 million worth of ETH that had been frozen in the wake of the hack, as covered in our earlier piece on Aave Labs asking Arbitrum to unfreeze that ETH. That ETH was never the attacker's, but it was caught in the same emergency pause that contained the bleed. The unfreeze and the relief fund were designed to work together. The frozen ETH is a known recoverable asset. The DeFi United commitments cover the gap between recoverable assets and the total user shortfall. If both clear, the protocol can publish a clean repayment ratio rather than a partial haircut. What RSETH holders should watch next. For depositors, three concrete checkpoints remain before any wallet sees an inbound transfer. The first is governance. Aave's DAO and Arbitrum's DAO both need to ratify the structure. The second is settlement of pledge contributions, which means converting signed intents into custody at a defined address. The third is the per-wallet reconciliation, which has to account for users who already exited at depressed RSETH prices on the secondary market versus those who held through the freeze. None of these are quick. The pattern from prior DeFi recoveries suggests the gap between fund covers the loss and user see funds is usually a few weeks at minimum, sometimes longer when multiple chains are involved. What this says about DeFi's insurance layer. The Kelp recovery is shaping up as a useful test case for whether an ad hoc social bailout can stand in for the formal insurance layer that DeFi has never quite built. The numbers say it can this time. A $292 million loss met a $303 million pledge book inside a few weeks of the exploit, without a regulator, an insurer, or a court involved. The catch is that this only worked because the affected asset, ARSETH, was systemically important to Aave's lending markets. A smaller protocol with a smaller blast radius would not have triggered the same scale of voluntary backstop. DeFi United is a precedent, not a template.